This is Bob.
Hey, Bob, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. Sorry I missed your call. Something's going on with my extension. So I got my IT guy looking at it right now. But, okay, go ahead.
Question for you on Google Guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
My zip code 75071, 75070, 75070, I think 75070.
Yeah, we have you for 75070. Yes, sir.
Okay. And I'm looking at the keyword search of drywall repair or repair drywall.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be under the handyman vertical. Okay. The thing with drywall, okay, it's going to be a similar situation to the masonry vertical. Because you'll see, like, let me pull the handyman vertical up now. You were my first cancellation on Google Guarantee, so I try to be really careful with these now, you know, in terms of subcategories. So under the handyman vertical, right, the only keywords, like, for drywall would be install drywall or repair drywall. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So it wouldn't be like for example, if you did everything under the handyman, assemble furniture, clean gutters, install drywall, install fan, install, like all the different subcategories.
No, it would be install drywall or repair drywall.
Right. So what I'm getting at though is if you had all the subcategories turned on, you're looking at more lead flow, but by only having two of the subcategories turned on in that vertical, it's not going to be as good as lead flow as it could be, if that makes sense, you know?
So if somebody types in drywall or drywall repair or repair drywall, if they type in drywall, will I pop up?
It'd have to be install drywall or repair drywall. Those would be the only two subcategories. If they did it, well, actually, I just looked too. So if they mix the words up, like if they put drywall repair, because more than likely that's what they're going to type in, it does come up under that as well. So it has to be either repair drywall, drywall repair, or install drywall, drywall install.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would work. What are those? How does that fee structure work?
Yeah, so I just pulled it up right now. Hold on, let me pull up our like little calculator to give you the exact amount. So the cost per qualified lead for the handyman vertical, right? And again, you just turn the drywall leads on. That would be at $84 per lead. So it's a bit high.
Damn right it is.
Yeah.
How much is that to them and how much is that to you?
63 is to Google, and then what would it be? 73, 83, 21 goes to us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, how do I find the paperwork on my background check?
What do you mean, like a copy of it from Evident or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure. I would have to message our Google Guaranteed site. That's the first time I've been asked that. It's a good question, though. Because I know that sometimes when I do like a background check for whatever, right, you could request a copy of it, you know? And that's what you're talking about, right?
Well, a buddy of mine told me that if you've already done a background check with Google Guarantee and you did it with one of those two companies, you can let them know that and they can find it.
Right. Through Evident or Pinkerton. So give me one second. Let me ask them real quick. Okay, so I just tagged Perry, Ivan, and Bonnie. One of them have to know. I actually don't have the answer to that question, though. So I know you'd be in their system, but I get what you're asking. Like, if there's, like, a copy they can send you of it, you know?
Yeah, it's done.
Right. I'm sure there is, but I just need to get feedback from them on how we get that to you, you know?
I cannot remember. Did they email me?
Let me check real quick who did the background. Let me scroll all the way down here.
And do you remember about when we did it?
Yeah, I'll pull that up right now. One quick second.
Hold on, I may have just found it.
Oh, really?
Awesome. In local service ads for your corporation during the background check process, we have completed the relevant checks and are pleased to report that your company has successfully completed the background check portion of the application for Google's platform. Based on the rules, standards, and decisions established by Google, this is the business entity package, and additional background checks may still be needed at an individual level to complete the BGC requirements for data. Congratulations. For more information about the background check process, requirements for local service ads, please review the AdWords terms and condition, local service additional terms and provider, and the AdWords. Thank you again for your cooperation. Okay, I found it.
Yeah, that should have been around, like, June 16th-ish, like, somewhere around there, you know.
June 9th.
Oh, okay. Got it. Because I see the profile was created or finished on June 16th. But what Bonnie told me is she said we don't receive a copy of the background check. We just received confirmation that it passed. But they tagged Perry, too, so we're trying to see from him. But it sounds like you already have it, so you're good to go. Mm-hmm. I just want to know for future clients, though, if I get that question again, too, you know. How did the Google Ads work for you? I know you've been speaking with Shalette on those, you know.
Yeah, I put in $600, and I got absolutely zero.
Man, sorry to hear that. Google guaranteed. I thought it was going to really pay off for you to be real lucrative. Unfortunately, it wasn't, you know. And then Google Ads is like hit or miss, right, because it's a pay-per-click campaign. So it doesn't mean that every click's an actual call, you know.
Which one is not an actual call?
Google Ads. That's a pay-per-click campaign, you know.
Okay. So if Google Guarantee has record or local service ads is who it came from.
Yeah, that's what Google Guaranteed is, local service ads, LSA.
So
same, it's the same thing.
Ad,
yeah.
Is sent me that email, then we could tell them the email on 6-9 from you shows your background check is clear.
Right. Okay. So you're talking about for a separate company though, right?
Yep.
Okay. So they would still have to create the profile, right, for the separate company. And then it's going to require us to do another background check. We could submit to them like, hey, we already did it though. But the whole process has to be like started over basically for the separate company.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's the same company and you're doing a different vertical, right, then you just add a vertical to it, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So what do you guys do other than set me up on Google Guarantee?
So we set you up on Google Guaranteed. We get you approved, right? And then we create the profile, right?
I've already got the profile.
I understand. And then we manage your leads, right, to make sure that you're getting the best results. If you're asking, like, if you can manage it on your own, you absolutely could, you know? It's just kind of like, you know, you get better results when you have a marketing company doing it for you.
But what are you doing? I don't see what you're doing.
So,
the page is already created.
Mm-hmm.
And we're approved for Google Guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you manage my leads. I'm managing the leads. The phone rings and I'm dealing with that. Do y'all have anything to do with that? How do you have something to do
with that? So we set the areas, we set the subcategories, we set the profile for it to display what you want. You know, like to kind of give you an example, I've talked to clients before that tried to do it on their own, and they were like, Dan, I did the whole state. So they're getting calls like hundreds and hundreds of miles away, you know. So by us doing it, it kind of eliminates those kind of errors from happening, you know.
And then we pay $25 a lead from then on out.
Yeah, so it's a 25% management fee, you know. So $63, 25% management fee of that is $21.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So it's $84 per lead.
Okay. Okay. Okay, well, I've got some business that has to be taken care of before I can do this.
Right.
I've got to get my bank account and business cards done.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a few things that I've got to get done. I've got to make sure my company is set up properly
Yes.
as a DBA. And once I get all of that done, I'm probably going to do the Google Guarantee.
For the drywall company, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, so just save my info. My IT guy should have my extension fixed by today, too, but, you know, just contact me. Now, I know, Shalette, you're speaking to her in terms of something about the Google ad spend, right, the remainder?
Well, I've got $100-something left.
Yeah, $130.56 is what I see.
I paused it and said, stop now. I don't want to spend another nickel. Can
right.
I get refunded on that?
So that's her department. I'm not positive. So what I can do, I'll notate everything about the drywall company for Google Guaranteed in here. Obviously, we're not starting that yet. Wait till you have everything set up.
Well, the question is, I'd like to get a refund on it. I'd like for it to be put back into my account if I can.
Right. I don't work in that department, so I'm not positive. But what I'll do is I'll message her to contact you.
Okay, do that. Just have her contact me because, man, I have given you guys a lot of money, and I've been with y'all for years.
I know.
And the only thing that we did was that Google My Business page. That's the only thing that worked, and it wasn't Google Guarantee. It was just my Google My Business page. And
right.
they got it to the top of the list below the Google Guarantee. So,
right.
That was it. I spent a fortune on all of the other stuff to no avail. None. Zero. Zip. Not a phone call. So the least they could do is give me $130 back.
I, I if it was up to me, I'd say absolutely, I'd do it right now. But I'll message her. Charlotte's amazing. So I'll message her and I'll have her contact you as soon as she's available today. She'll call the 877 number, too. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Good talking to you again, Bob. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
All right. You bet.